Hello, my name is Vishal Madan, and I'm a child psychiatrist with the University of Virginia Health System. My colleagues and I have an article on schizophrenia prodrome in Current Psychiatry, and I would like to complement that by briefly discussing assessment of early-onset schizophrenia. Early-onset schizophrenia refers to onset of the first episode of psychosis before age 18. Such an early onset of symptoms is often associated with a severe and chronic course of the illness, a poor prognosis, and a potentially significant negative impact on quality of life. The term very early onset schizophrenia or childhood onset schizophrenia is used to identify patients in whom the illness manifests before age 13. While very early onset schizophrenia is rare, with a prevalence of about 1 in 10,000, early onset schizophrenia is more common, with an estimated prevalence of 0.5%. Given the chronic long-term course of the disorder, recent research establishes the importance of early identification and treatment of psychosis. Such early identification may not only shorten the psychotic episodes, but may also alter the natural untreated course of the illness and thus improve prognosis. Any child or adolescent initially presenting with psychotic symptoms should have a comprehensive evaluation to ascertain the accuracy of the diagnosis. A detailed history must include information related to onset of symptoms, the course of symptomatology, any history of prodromal phase symptoms, premorbid personality concerns, as well as personal and family history of neurological or psychiatric illness, especially in the first-degree relatives with schizophrenia or mood disorders. In addition, the presence of substance-induced psychotic symptoms must also be considered in the differential diagnosis. Clinicians should therefore review any use of any illicit substance or herbals, and if indicated, a urinary drug screen must be done. A review of symptoms with attention to symptoms suggestive of infection, seizures, neurological, metabolic, or endocrine conditions should also be conducted. When evaluating a patient with early-onset psychotic symptoms, it is advisable to obtain a brain MRI and an EEG in addition to blood tests such as complete blood count, complete metabolic profile, and serum TSH. Clinicians should also consider pervasive developmental disorder, bipolar disorder, major depressive disorder with psychotic features, post-traumatic stress disorders, and other anxiety disorders in the differential. In many instances, a provisional diagnosis of psychotic disorder, NOS, is used before collating history from collateral resources and while waiting for results of investigations needed for conclusive diagnosis. I hope you enjoy reading the article on schizophrenia prodrome that has been published in Current Psychiatry. Thank you.